Morning.
Hope everybody's doing well on this Christmas Eve.
Amen.
Great to have all the visitors with us. Thank you for visiting with us this morning. The communion was great. Mary, great insight. Mm-hmm. Definitely the Holy Spirit speaking there. Really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Love the contribution message. Just reinforcing God's love for us and that we need to have the same heart that God's have when it comes to just giving. Because God has such a big heart. Mm-hmm. He's given so much to us. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing I think he's given is Jesus. Ain't that something? Yeah. That's a lot of heart in there. That's a lot of love. Definitely. Guys, this morning we're going to just talk a little bit about celebrating Jesus. It's great to celebrate Jesus morning. We're actually going to be over here. I'm going to read a couple of things, but we're going to be over here in Luke. We will get back to finishing up our series with James next weekend. We'll close out on that series, but today we're going to focus a little bit on Luke. Love this story. I always love how God puts together the story of just his story and the story of life. And how during this time there was a census being taken. And of course, they wanted to count heads. You know, when I read it about a census, I was like, man, you know, we do census here in America just to keep an account of where everybody is at and how many people are in the country. But there's a census that was being taken. And one of the things I got out of this, which was amazing, I think about Donald's communion message about marriage. God always does things to help us to understand just how he really connects the dot. If you've ever read Romans, over in 11, it talks about how we were grafted in, we were adopted into the family. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Jesus was adopted into the earthly family?
Yeah.
Mary was his mom, but who was his stepdad?
Joseph.
I said, wow. But God does the little things that makes us take a look and say, look, I'm putting it together. And so, but this morning, guys, we're going to talk about celebrating Jesus. I want to read the scripture here for you. You know, I do this every once in a while. And unlike Scott and Donald, they read from the thing. But I like to read the big screen sometime when the scripture's up on the screen. But here in Luke chapter 2, verse 67 says, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth. And placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Why would God do that? Why would Jesus allow himself to be born in that situation? Now, if I had to say so and how I'm going to come into the world and say my creation, I might want to be a little bit more elaborate. Things going to have to be comfortable. I mean, hey, everything belongs to my Father anyway, so why can't I be a part of the plan and then say, this is how I need to come into the world? But why would he do that? I thought, man, why would he do that? You know, Jesus being born is God's miracle. That is defined as an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. God felt at this time it's time to get more involved in our affairs as humans.
Right.
You know, the birth of a child is an amazing event. But an event even greater than that is to watch the Creator recreate himself in his creation. Can you imagine that? The angels had to stand in awe of that. Can you imagine? You're an angel. You've seen God. You've seen the Son in their truth all their life. And then he sticks himself in this little baby. Why don't you be like, wow. I know he could do it, but like, wow. This is simply amazing. He stuck himself and this lowly creation. Can you imagine that the angels have lived their total existence knowing what the Creator looked like in his true form? You know, we're talking beyond earthly form. Then they witness him taking himself and putting himself inside of a human being's body. Once again, they had to stand in awe and marvel at that. Why would Jesus do that? Why would the God the Father ask Jesus to do that? And why would Jesus go along with that? What's the purpose of that being done? Over in 1 Corinthians 9, it says, I love this, though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone.
That's right.
to win as many as possible.
Yep.
What better reason is there to do that?
Right.
Ain't that something? Jesus belonged to no one except for his Father. He belongs to no one. He's free. He's above the earth and the universe. So why would he do that? I'm trying to win as many as possible.
Right.
When I heard Donald's communion message, like, this is so goes with that. Because he's trying to win us over, but it's up to us to say whether or not I do or I do not.
That's right.
You have to celebrate Jesus.
Amen.
You have to celebrate Jesus. You know, God is free. He is a slave to no one. This is his position in existence. God lives in a world outside of ours where he is far from sin, yet he chooses to intermingle with us.
Praise God.
Ain't that something? He chose to be born, and so I'm going to live in sin with you guys to show you guys that I get you because I created you. He gave us a gift we do not deserve, but God thinks we are so worth it.
Yes.
Ain't that something? Winning people over is about looking beyond ourselves. God sets this example by creating himself in our lowly yet precious form. Yes, we are lowly and wretched, but to God we are so precious.
That's right.
So much so that he wanted us to understand his goodness towards mankind through the birth of Jesus. A birth where he is adopted by his earthly father, but is born naturally to his earthly mom. Through this birth, we have been adopted into the family of God. This birth represents God's goodness toward us.
Right, that's right.
And God's goodness is his basic belief in the goodness of mankind.
Right, yep.
You know, sometimes we find it challenging to see goodness in each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But isn't it amazing, God who sees everybody? I don't care what race you are, what nationality, I don't care what country you come from. God still say there's good in people throughout the whole world.
Yeah.
There's so much good that I'm willing to say, guess what? Let me go down there and wrap myself in flesh. Let me go be born. Let me give them a way into freedom.
Praise God. Amen.
You have to celebrate Jesus for that.
Yep.
You know, he was born as the hope of the world, Savior for many and a gift to all. This birth represents God's goodness. This birth was the first step in an attempt to win us over. Jesus is the bridge that is used to build our relationship with the Father. Do you have a basic belief in the goodness of mankind? You know, midweek we had our little Christmas gathering. It was great. And in that Christmas party, I just saw the goodness of God in there. Just hearing everybody share just a little bit about themselves, a little bit about this past year. And one of the ones that stuck out to me was what Patricia shared. And she shared about just living so long, over 60. And she shared about, you know, there could be things you could complain about, but she's like, a lot of people haven't lived as long as I've lived.
Right.
And I thought, that's amazing. And I took a little further, like, you're right. A lot of people have not had the opportunity to live as long as I have and complain along the way. But God still loves.
Amen.
Doesn't matter if I complain. God said, I see some good in you. We're going to work to bring it out of you. I see some good in you.
Amen.
What about you? Do you want to be like Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to win some people over?
Amen.
You can if you see people through the eyes of God. You got to see the goodness in mankind.
Right.
You got to think, man, they're worth it. You know, will you look beyond yourself to tell people about Jesus? You know, I have a goal. I already started thinking about next year. I really want to just have impact in the lives of people that I meet. I want them to see Jesus in me. I want them to hear Jesus in my words. I want them to hear Jesus in my voice. I want them to see Jesus in my action.
Amen.
When they encounter me, all I want them to see is Jesus. I don't want them to see me. I want them to see Jesus. And my prayer is that after they encounter me, yes, I would love for them to say, I do to Jesus. But if they're not ready to say I do yet, I would love for them to be left with a lasting impression
mm-hmm.
that I was in the presence of
Amen.
A son of God.
Yes.
You know, we go further down to Luke 8. And in Luke 8, it says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. So Mary's been had this baby. They're in the field nearby. And it says, keeping watch over their flock at night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Never seen angels before. I might be scared too. You look a little different. You don't look like humans. You're glowing a little bit. What's going on? Are you radioactive? Who knows? You know, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Love that statement. I bring you good news, not just for you, but it's going to cause great joy for everybody.
Yep.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. He says, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests.
Amen.
We're going to celebrate Jesus by talking about God's grace. You know, the angels could not wait to spread the good news about the birth of the Messiah, the anointed one, who has been chosen for such a glorious task.
Amen.
So they hurried off and found some shepherds in the field looking after their flock. Isn't it amazing that God selected hard-working men to be the first witness to his sons coming into the world?
Yep.
You know, once again, sometimes we can be a little worldly. Well, I want to select the celebrity guy because they got more influence in the world. People know them. They're stars. They're on every channel. Nope, he says, there's some hardworking guys out there running sheep around. Let me go find these guys here. Hardworking people. You know what it says to me? Jesus is looking for the everyday men and women.
Amen.
That's who he's looking for.
Yep.
The world wants you to think, no, he's looking for those dressed in fine linen clothing. They've got a great social media. A social media. Can you pronounce the word social? Social media. There you go. Give me that. Social media. They've got a great platform. God's not looking for that. He wants you and I. The everyday individual.
Everyday
person. You know, he wants us to be like the angels. He needs us to be like the angels. They were excited and full of joy, and they look forward to sharing the good news. The good news is that the Savior has been born to us, who is anointed, and he is King. A Savior who saves us from sin, the anointed who defends us from the devil, and the King who leads us to victory. How could you not want to share the good news about Jesus?
Come on, Sydney.
Come on.
We should shout and sing about Jesus from every street corner, just like those angels who was joined by heavenly hosts, and all they could do was sing and praise about Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know, verse 13, 14 says that they praise God and wish peace on all of us here on earth. Jesus' birth is a representation of God's grace.
Yes.
What is that? It's something we don't deserve. It's something we can't earn. It is given freely. And the birth of Jesus is the bridge builder between us and God.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father is amazing. He thinks we are so worth his Son being born into this world so that we can be connected to him.
Yes.
Such amazing, guys. We're going to close out here, guys, keeping it short here. We're going to close out here in Luke chapter 2, verse 15 and 20. It says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The good news. You know, there's a song we sing said I wasn't going to talk about it, but I couldn't keep it to myself. Mm-hmm. I think these guys were far ahead of us. Yeah. The angels couldn't keep it to themselves. They went and found some shepherds. The shepherds couldn't keep it to themselves. They went and told everybody else. They began to set the example of spreading the gospel, of spreading the good news. Long before we knew that it was good news, they needed to be spread. They began to share the good news. You know, when you think about the seasons, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the reason for every season.
That's right.
Not just this season, but every season. But I'm so glad that God has allowed us to have a day that really magnifies and really highlights it even more that, hey, you need to wake up and pay attention. Jesus is the reason for the season. Here's some questions for you. Will you share the gifts with others? That's the question. Will you share the gift with others? Will you spread the word wherever you live and wherever you go? Will you tell the world that the Savior has been born, that the anointed has appeared, and that the rightful king sits on the throne? You know, after the angels and the shepherds visited Mary and Joseph and saw baby Jesus, they went out to spread the good news about the gift that had been given to the world. Gifts are amazing. Gifts are amazing. You know, one thing about gifts, early on as a child, you learn that when you get a gift, what's the first thing that you're taught? To take care of it. Yeah, be thankful. That's not only that. Be grateful, be thankful, but also to take care of it. They teach you to be responsible with that gift. And then when your cousins or family or friends come over, what do your parents say you need to do?
Share.
They gave him a lump of coal. But you're right, they teach you what? You have to what? Share your gifts. But they teach you to share it what? Responsibly.
Yep.
Share your gifts. Long before we taught people at Christmas that they need to share their gifts, God was already setting the example.
That's right.
We need to share about Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is a gift to the whole world. Some of us already get that. And so we're able to like, man, I'm enjoying the gift of Jesus. I'm loving the gift of Jesus. And Jesus said, that's great. That's great. But I need you to share me with other people. I need to let other people know about me. And I need you to do it responsibly. That's what needs to happen. Christmas is a great time for family to get together. Food is involved. People gather around. Jesus said that there was Joseph and Mary. Angels came. Shepherds, strangers. Shepherds, they ain't know them shepherds. Strangers show up. Now, some of us probably said we grew up in a large family. Strangers always showed up for food. You know? Especially if somebody in the house is known as being a good cook. And they know you, they come and eat. But Jesus was setting that precedence in the Bible. He wanted to let you know, I was always setting the platform for how Christmas should look. We're closing out a great year. Why is it great? Because we get to celebrate Christmas.
Amen.
We get to see Christmas. There are people around the world who are not seeing Christmas. There are people around the world who are living in war-torn country. There are people who don't have a place to call home. Each and every one of us here are going to get to go home. Be around family, hug, love, eat. Food is plenty. It's plenty. We get to do that. And we need to be grateful for that. But as we get through these Christmas holidays, we need to have it on our heart. I need to go share about Jesus. The love that he has, the love that he offers. And I need to share it endlessly, not giving up. And I think about Donna's communion mission. Some people are going to say, I do right away. They're going to say, show me, where are we going? Where are y'all meeting? Where are the water? Where can I study? Some people do that. And some people, it's going to take some time. You know, this world knows about runaway brides. They just do. I don't know where they're running to. They're everything but so big. They know about runaway brides. But you can never outrun Jesus. You can't run or hide from him. Guys, let's make sure we share about Jesus by being responsible with the gift that has been given to us, and that is Jesus. Remember, Christmas is the beginning of the good news. The good news is Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Anointed, and Jesus the King has brought salvation into the world.
Amen.
So that no one would be lost.
That's right.
Be grateful for Jesus, share about Jesus, and tomorrow and forever, celebrate our King who is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.